This week's EU summit was one of the longest in its history. EU leaders came together last Friday to negotiate the terms and conditions of the $750 billion COVID recovery fund. Also on the agenda was the EU's long-term budget, known as the Multi-Annual Financial Framework, or MFF. At times, the meetings were acrimonious, with the so-called frugal four states of Sweden, Denmark, the Netherlands and Austria resisting attempts to give too much away in both the recovery plan and the MFF. Finland also joined the frugal camp, making the negotiations even more delicate. In the end, compromises were made and deals were struck, and now it's the turn of the European Parliament to have its say. On Thursday, MEPs debated the outcome of the summit. Many of them were angry at cuts to valuable programmes within the MFF, which will run from 2021 to 2027. The Fine Gael MEP, Sean Kelly, says the Parliament will look for adjustments to the budget.
We will be making a very strong case that the European Parliament has co-decision on the budget, and we will be looking for a lot of these programmes to be improved, because this is where European value comes in. This is where doing things at European level is far better than trying to do them in 27 different states. And this is what's made the European Union in the past and will in the future. Programmes like Horizon Europe, Erasmus, Health, many more, all vital for the European project and for the European sense of unity and involvement.
During her address to MEPs, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, criticised EU leaders for what she called regrettable and painful decisions on the MFF. She slammed decisions to cut funding to some of the EU's valuable programmes, including health and research and innovation.
There are regrettable and painful decisions on many programmes which has crucial European added values. Yes, all these have been increased, but certainly not as much as we would have liked. And we should always remember that the value of EU programmes far outweigh their costs. Yes, we managed to avoid even further cuts, as some member states wanted. But this MFF is a difficult pill to swallow.
Sean Kelly is also highly critical of EU Council decisions to reduce or scrap programmes in the MFF.
We were looking at Horizon Europe, which is basically the research programme. And all scientific evidence shows that the more you invest in research, the more your economy grows. We had a budget expectation of 120 billion. Then it was 100 billion. Now it's down to 75 billion. So I don't think the Parliament will accept that and will be looking for an increase. And that's actually in the interests of all citizens and all member states.
The EU leaders also agreed to cut the budget of one of the EU's most innovative programmes for young people, called the Erasmus Plus initiative. Erasmus Plus is the EU's programme to support education, training, youth and sport in Europe. However, the European Council agreed its budget should be several billion less than what the European Parliament originally called for. The Green Party MEP, Kieran Cuff, says Erasmus is an invaluable initiative.
Erasmus is an extraordinary opportunity for second or third year students in higher level to get out of their home country and study in another region. I think it brings not just university students, but also those who are in apprenticeships or learning a trade. There's been massive expansion there over the last few years, and I hope that will continue.
Another bone of contention was the deal to give certain EU states rebates on their contributions to the overall EU budget. The EU27 agreed that lump sum rebates would be maintained for Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, Austria and Sweden. That's angered MEPs such as the Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews.
You have to go back to 1985 when Margaret Thatcher insisted that the UK was paying too much into the European Union budget. And so it was agreed at one of these equivalent summits back then that the UK would get a rebate on an annual basis. And a number of other countries fell in with this idea, including, by the way, the Frugal Four, each of whom get an annual rebate, the highest one being to Sweden, which is €1 billion per annum. So it's a drain on EU resources. It speaks to a scepticism about the overall capacity of the European Union.
The deal that was brokered by the EU Council on the long-term budget is by no means a fait accompli. On Thursday, MEPs voted in a resolution stating the Parliament does not accept the European Council's political agreement on the MFF as it stands. It's warning the MEPs will not rubber stamp the agreement and that they're prepared to withhold their consent for the MFF until a satisfactory agreement is reached in the upcoming negotiations between the Parliament and the Council. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.